Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom with state and local stories. The Sexual Assault Center of Nashville is working to make something positive come out of the 2013 campus dorm room rape of an unconscious female student by several Vanderbilt University football players. Sharon Travis does community outreach for the center. She says one of the most disturbing aspects of the Vanderbilt case was that several people had opportunity to intervene before the assault occurred, but failed to do so. In response, the center has developed online and in-house training for waitstaff at area bars.
Research indicates 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18.
The Vanderbilt assault began at a bar, and a date rape drug was likely used to incapacitate the victim. Travis says the Safe Bar training series can help waitstaff identify predators and support victims.
We just wanted to make sure that they were equipped to handle any disclosures that they might get and that they could be just a bit more attentive to recognize offenders, to recognize people who have some intention and have a tool that they can screen them out with.
Travis says if an assault victim does choose to disclose to you, consider it an honor. But she also says it's important to be prepared.
Most people don't ever disclose, and if they do disclose, they only disclose once. If they're not believed, supported, or if they think it's their fault, it'll never come out again.
Another promising development is the availability of test strips that change color if your drink has been drugged. Look for a link to the Safe Bar training with this story at WMOT.org. And that's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.